Chapter 21. I am sitting in a downtown cafe after, thinking. I have just spent most of an afternoon with him. Our encounters always leave me weary of the glum contentment that characterizes my life. What were those words he used that struck me? Ah, yes, dry, yeastless factuality, the better story. I take pen and paper out and write, words of divine consciousness, moral exaltation, lasting feelings of elevation, elation, joy, a quickening of the moral sense which strikes one as more important than an intellectual understanding of things, an alignment of the universe along moral lines, not intellectual ones, a realization that the founding principle of existence is what we call love, which works itself out sometimes not clearly, not cleanly, not immediately, nonetheless ineluctably. I pause. What of God's silence? I think it over. I add, an intellect confounded, yet a trusting sense of presence and of ultimate purpose.